This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 65.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up? What's going on, people? Hey, it's Alex Pardo here. So I'm in a really, really good mood here. A lot of great things happening. Holidays are now behind us and getting into the new year here. And it's just an exciting time. So I want to talk about a few things that I hope can make a big impact in your business. If you're wholesaling, if you run a real estate business, if you're getting started in this business, I got recently emailed a question that I wanted to feature on today's Q&A episode. And it's, actually did a Facebook Live about this back in December. So definitely, if you haven't connected with me on Facebook, look me up. I'll be probably doing more Facebook Lives and just aside from the podcast, dropping some information and some content on some different things that we're doing in our business that I think can help and add value to you. So one of the questions was, should I still be using a 24-hour recorded voice system like a Freedom Voice, CallRail, and there's a bunch of others out there. To have, homeowners leave messages and basically call in. So in other words, the question is whenever they, and this was specifically, this particular person was doing a lot of direct mail marketing and they had a unique local phone number, like I teach on their mail piece, but it was going to a 24-hour recorded message. And so I got that question. I said, let me jump on Facebook Live now, because this is something I have a lot of experience with over the course of the last several years. And we made a big switch earlier, middle of last year, where we were using Freedom Voice and we also use CallRail for some things, but we were doing that. We were sending out thousands of direct mail pieces a month. And every single Thursday, we do a lead manager training with my lead guys who process all of the incoming leads. And I noticed that there was a lot of phone tag and a lot of notes being left in Podio of, left message, need to follow up. And in certain cases, we've had leads in our system for months that our lead manager never connected with the homeowner. Like they had probably called 10, 15 times and it was always a voice message or a text message. In certain cases that we had emails, we'd send an email, we'd get no response. And it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, we are leaving a ton of money on the table and not doing more deals because we're not taking these calls live. So this is going to be a pretty short show. I just wanted to focus on this one thing that if you implement it, I'm pretty confident you're going to see more results. Pretty much instantly, within a week, we saw the number of appointments that our acquisitions manager was going on basically triple. So you can pretty much 3x or 4x the number of appointments you get just by implementing this one thing. So instead of having your calls go to a 24-hour recorded message, I would recommend you have them taken live. So if you're a solopreneur, if it's just you, this is probably a position that you're going to want to hire out. You want to find a rock star that has either customer service skills. If they have some sales experience, that's awesome. But you're not really looking for somebody to, one of the things I talk about, or maybe I haven't talked about this and I'll dedicate a show to it, but we're actually putting our team through some sales training right now. And one thing I want to share with you is you should not be going for the sale on the phone call. So when you speak to homeowners, whether you connect with them on the phone or you pick up the phone live, like I'm highly, highly recommending you do, and hopefully you implement that tip, you don't want to try to do the deal on the phone with them. You want to see how you can help them. You want to figure out if this is a prospect that's even a right fit for you. And it's all about framing and positioning the conversation. You want to be there. You're truly there to help them. You want to listen to them and see if it's a good fit. And all you're trying to do is advance the conversation to the next stage. You're not going for the jugular, so to speak, right? You're not you're not going out on the first date and asking that person to marry you. It's kind of the same analogy here. All you want to do is advance that conversation to the next point. So it could either be an appointment, it could be a follow-up phone call, follow-up, whatever it might be. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you is definitely, you know, you want to take the calls live. So try to find somebody on your team or hire somebody that can just focus on taking calls live, processing all of your leads, following up, et cetera. And if you're just getting started and it's just you, take the calls, you know, take the calls because you're going to connect with significantly more homeowners. You're going to avoid a lot of that phone tag. You're it, you know, the whole back and forth that gets lost in the process. And it wouldn't surprise me if you're able to, it's almost like you're doubling or tripling the amount of lead flow just because you're actually getting in contact with people. Novel concept, right? We send out marketing, we expect to connect with these people. So, I think honestly, you're flushing money down the toilet if you're driving leads to a 24-hour recorded message. We did that for years and yeah, we still did a lot of deals, you know, from that. And if you're doing that, at the very minimum, make sure that you're calling the hangups. My experience was is that probably 70% of the people didn't leave a voice message anyways. And I actually spoke to some wholesalers that they weren't even calling those leads. So you know what? If they're going to make that mistake, another tip I want to just drop on here for you is reach out to other wholesalers in your area. Find out if they have leads that they're throwing in the trash, that they're not working, they're not calling the hangups, or they don't have an effective follow-up system in place. Work out some sort of JV. You know, hopefully if you've been listening to the show for some time, you have a follow-up system in place, and or you have somebody processing your leads. Connect with people out there. I guarantee you there's people in your market that are spending money on marketing and they're only focusing on the low-hanging fruit and they're either not dialing the hangups or they don't have a follow-up system in place. And connect with these people, you know, flap your lips, talk to people, let them know, you know, what you're doing and see if you can work out a JV, even if it's a 50-50 split for leads that you have to work for them that they weren't going to do anything for. I would say it's worth it, you know, especially if you have a team in place and you're not the one having to do all the follow-up calls. So anyways, I'm going to cut this short. I just wanted to share that with you. Let me know if you have any questions. If you have any comments, you can go ahead and put them here in the show notes page of flipempire.com. And again, for any episodes in the past that you want to catch, all you need to do is go to flipempire.com/episode and then the number. Okay, so hey, I look forward. Make sure you tune in for the masterclass coming up this Monday. I think you're really going to like this one. Talk to you guys soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.